As you heard in the news bulletin, P&O Ferries has suspended sailings amid speculation it's preparing to sack hundreds of workers. The ferry operator said in an internal statement it will make a major announcement that will secure the long-term viability of the company. And the story has been developing across the morning. And for the latest, we can speak now with Simon Calder, travel correspondent with the UK Independent, who joins us from Dover. Good afternoon, Simon.
I am just in an extraordinary location on the seafront here in Dover. Over to my right, to the west, there are three large P&O ferries tied up. They are at the cruise terminal, can you believe? Over to my left, the port is kind of trying to work with DFDS, which also sails from here to Calais and to Dunkirk, and Irish Ferries, which sails from here to Calais. But effectively, the biggest ferry operator has closed down all its operations, they say temporarily for a few hours. And effectively, I've been talking to one or two crew members. They were just told at lunchtime, right, that's it. No more jobs. We cannot afford to employ you anymore. Thanks for your years of service. We've got cheaper crew to replace you. Some of them have been told, apparently, that they can apply for jobs with the agencies that are supplying crew, but clearly that will be at much worse terms and conditions.
Quite extraordinary, the pace at which all of this is unfolding today. Is there any news with regard to what intending passengers or what will happen with freight? Is it going to be accommodated? Are passengers going to be accommodated on sailings with other operators?
Right. Looking at the Dublin to Liverpool route, the idea is, and also from Larne to Cairn Ryan in the north of Ireland, across to southern Scotland, effectively, DFDS, from about 8 o'clock this morning, P&O Ferries was saying from first thing this morning, I'll tell you what, look, just go, we'll rebook you on another ferry line. And in times of disruption, particularly when there's bad weather or whatever, you would get agreements between the rival ferry companies to carry passengers. That has not happened with Stena Line, and they're saying, yeah, we'll do everything we can to help, but you've basically got to book a new ticket and then try and recover the money from P&O Ferries. So it's an almighty mess that hopefully will get sorted out from a passenger point of view quite quickly, but and for all the trucks, of course, trying to cross the Irish Sea. But it's come out completely out of the blue. The union, the RMT union in GB, is saying that they are outraged by it and that they are urging members to occupy the ships. But it appears that P&O Ferries have thought of that and they've already got security staff who are intending to prevent that.
Quite extraordinary. Is there any indication, Simon, that this had been coming down the tracks at all? Are there known financial difficulties at P&O?
Well, yeah, they say P&O Ferries is not a viable business. We have made a £100 million loss year on year, covered by our parent DP World, which is a Dubai-based company. This is not sustainable. Our survival is dependent on making swift and significant changes now. Without these changes, there is no future for P&O Ferries. So they say that it is very difficult. They are providing 800 seafarers with immediate severance notices and will be compensating them for this lack of advance notice with enhanced compensation packages. In other words, we had to be quick, we had to be brutal, is what they are saying.
Okay, Simon Calder, travel correspondent with the London Independent. We'll leave it there for the moment. I'm sure there'll be more developments on that story across the day.